Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, 11:7. The pasuk says that a husband or father has to cancel his wife or daughter's neder only b'yom shamo, on the day he hears of it. And if he doesn't do it on that day, then it's too late. So our Mishnah wants to ask what happens if he didn't cancel the neder, but he had a good reason why he didn't? And we'll give two specific, quote-unquote, good reasons. The first one is, his excuse is, Yodea ani sheyesh nedarim. He says, yeah, I knew that my wife or my daughter took a neder. I was aware of that. That happened on Monday. Aval eni yodea sheyesh mefirin. I just didn't realize that I had the authority to cancel that neder. Either he just didn't know that such a thing even existed, or even if he did, he didn't know that this was the kind of neder he was able to cancel. Like, for example, he didn't realize this was considered to be an inu nefesh neder. So, when someone tells him on Tuesday, oh, you know what? You could have, so is it too late? So the Mishnah says, yeah, fair. He could do it now. He could cancel a neder. Even though the neder was made on Monday and he heard about it on Monday, or for that matter, if it was made on Sunday, he heard about it on Monday. The point is, his silence on Monday, his non-cancellation, can't be interpreted as being his being okay with the neder. His being mekayem the neder. No, it just was because he didn't realize that he could cancel it. But now that he, on Tuesday, learns that he could cancel it, so that Tuesday it's considered Yom Shamo, the day he hears about it, because that's the relevant day when he heard about it, when he realized he could cancel it, and therefore, if he cancels it then, it indeed will be canceled. The second case of the Mishnah is where his claim is Yodea ani sheyesh mefirin. He says, yeah, I knew she made a neder, and I knew that there's such a thing that that's the kind of neder I could cancel if I wanted to. But aval eini yodea shezeh neder, I just thought that what she said didn't conform to the requirements of the Nedarim, that she wouldn't be bound by it for whatever reason. And since I thought the neder wasn't a binding neder, so I didn't think there's any point in me canceling it because I didn't need to, because it didn't take effect. That's what I thought. But that's what happened on Monday. On Tuesday, they tell him, listen, now your wife or daughter is bound by the neder that she took. He says, oh, I didn't realize that would happen. I want to cancel it now that I know. Now that I know that it needs canceling, I want to cancel it now on Tuesday. So can he? So, Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Meir says, nope, that ship has sailed. It's too late to cancel it now. Yom Shamo was yesterday. The fact that he was too smart for his own good and thought that he didn't need to cancel it because it wasn't binding, well, he was wrong. But now the door is closed and he can't cancel it anymore. B'chacham orim yafer, but the chacham say no. Again, same kind of logic. He was silent because he didn't think he needed to cancel and object to it. But now that he knows that he does need to object, if he does object, then today that he learned that he should object if he wants to, that's considered, again, conceptually, Yom Shamo, the day he is hearing about it. And that being the case, he could cancel it today. And the halacha would be like the chachamim.